Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. Well, just a month or so ago, we had a conversation with Lori Evert. She, her husband, and her daughter teamed up to produce a beautiful, beautiful holiday book called The Christmas Wish. The Tiny Wish has just been released, and this is, I guess if you want to call it seasonal, this is more of a spring and summer book, but it's produced along the same lines as The Christmas Wish, and it's just a really fascinating book for a lot of reasons. Lori joins us this morning. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Remind me once again, when your daughter Anya was photographed for The Christmas Wish, she was how old, and she's how old now in this new book?
So she was 4 when we began working on The Christmas Wish, and some of the pictures, she's a little more, she's closer to being 5. And we started working on The Tiny Wish the summer after we started working on The Christmas Wish. So she is 5 and 6 in that book.
Okay. So
it's a little bit older.
This is another book, words. I'm looking at the pictures and I'm waving my hands. And it's a photographic fairy tale, but you didn't just have, you know, any old person, you know, your husband wasn't just some guy snapping away with his iPhone. Give us a little background on your husband again and why you can usually find him with no doubt a fabulously expensive camera in his hands.
But, well, Per grew up in Norway in the mountains, and he is a photographer whose clients include National Geographic, New York Times Magazine, Audubon, and Arctic Cat. And so he and I have worked together for years. We've been married for 27 years. And I'm a prop set and wardrobe stylist, and we've worked together for years. And when we had Anya, of course, we just couldn't stop taking pictures of her. And the Christmas Wish developed out of a Christmas card. And we were having so much fun with that, and we were in Per's mom's garden in Norway, and Anya was playing with this tiny little doll. They have these little dolls in Norway that are about as long as maybe an index finger. And she was putting a lady's mantle, piece of lady's mantle on her head for a hat. And we said, we should do a book where Anya gets tiny in the Norwegian countryside. And so we worked on that, and it's The Tiny Wish.
And so here she is, pictured on the cover, and she's standing next to a clump of wild strawberries. Now, if you've ever seen wild strawberries, they're itty, itty, itty little bit. They're just tiny. They're about the size of the nail on your pinky finger. And there she is, and it's taken her 2 hands to hold this strawberry. So it's beautifully photographed, obviously. And then you did some digital magic to get animals and monarchs and squirrels and horses and all kind, and she's riding on a bird, on a finch. So some more digital magic to make this all come together. When you're photographing it, or when your husband is photographing it, how does he work? Does he have a sense of, oh, I'm going to need to get a shot of this because I'm, you know, because we're going to manipulate the image in this way? Or
absolutely. This book was really very, very challenging for him. He's extremely talented, as you can see. And he just to, like, figure out where the shadows would fall, not only that, which is what he had to do with The Christmas Wish, of course, but to get down to a level where everything would be from that tiny person's point of view. So where you see her in the moss or in the rocks, we did bring that little doll around with us so that he could have some perspective as to how she would be. But yes, it's a super challenge for him, but I think he really enjoys it, and it's so beautiful.
So you have to have some idea of the story planned out going into the shooting, or you don't really know. You mentioned that in The Christmas Wish he was able to use some stock footage that he had as a National Geographic photographer. Just happened to have some really outstanding photographs kicking
polar
around.
Bears.
Right. But this, did you have to have this one, you know, really carefully planned out so that you knew how to work from there?
We do, and we have another book coming out in September as well, another Christmas book. And what we do is I'll write a storyline, and then we'll all kind of talk about different things that we could maybe include. And then we do like a little storyboard where I draw little pictures of what the pictures would look like in my mind. And then we go out and shoot. And then while we're out shooting, like when we were out shooting for the moss shot where the mama rabbit puts Anya to bed, we saw that snail up in the forest and said, "Wow, what about a snail?" So, and then that beautiful flying shot where Anya's flying on the pine cone with the snail came out of just us walking around. So the books have a structure and a storyline, but we always are looking for something new and different to add that we didn't expect. So that's the fun part of it.
And that really is a marvelous photograph. Anya's getting a little bit older now. Is she still at the point where this is exciting and fun for her?
Yep, we ask her every time, and we have two more books that we're working on this winter. And, you know, we, of course, ask her what she wants to do. And if it gets a little bit tough, she had to open her eyes underwater. she's very game, and she's very involved in the storylines. And she really enjoys contributing and having these books. I think she really appreciates that it's very unique for her to have a book about her own personal character.
Are you making plans, you and your husband making plans, for a very dark, very mopey book where all she does is say, "Mom, Dad," and basically you kind of get the back of her at that point, and that's pretty much all you get? Just curious.
We might be moving on to animals.
they rarely have that attitude. Lori, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Hope we have the opportunity to talk with you again in the fall. Can you give us a sneak peek of, you mentioned actually three different books that are in the idea or about to be released stage. Can you give us a sneak peek down the line a little bit?
Sure. They all begin in Norway. Of course, because of the beautiful vistas and mountain sides and the historical buildings that we have access to, and because Anya's a little Norwegian girl in the 18th century. The first one is called The Reindeer Wish. That comes out in September of this year, and she finds an abandoned baby reindeer under a bush in the snow, and she brings that reindeer up to be her friend, and they have some hard choices to make when the reindeer sees a herd of reindeer. And that one, again, comes out this September. We're really excited about it. And then we have two more that we've been working on. One, hopefully, a dog sledding book. And then another that is super secret. So.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope we have the opportunity to talk about the dog sledding book around the time of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. That would be perfect.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Lori, it's good to talk with you again. Lori Evert and her husband, Per Bringhagen, and their daughter, Anya, are the co-creators of The Tiny Wish and The Christmas Wish and The Reindeer Wish is coming out this fall. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com.